Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and we'll start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. You feel connected and loved. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. And close your eyes. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Imagine you are a bright, shimmering star. What color are you? Are you a radiant red? A sparkling orange? A golden yellow? A gleaming green? A brilliant blue? A pulsating purple? A cosmic white? Or a shining rainbow star? Feel yourself floating. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the universe. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The universe surrounds you with loving energy. As your body relaxes, feel your feet and hands warm. The loving energy from the universe gently flows into your body. Enjoy the warmth as the universe fills you with love. Your arms and legs soften as loving energy flows into them. The universe empowers you with even more loving energy, and it gently flows into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoy the sensation of warm energy flowing up through your neck and into your head. the energy circles through your body. Your feet, ankles, and legs soften. Feel your back, tummy, and chest warm. Enjoy the sensation as your arms, hands, and shoulders loosen. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And now your neck and head relax. The universe embraces you with a loving hug. You feel strong. And your light brightens the darkness. Feel the universe's loving energy flow into your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You feel safe and secure as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. The energy begins to overflow and your star begins to twinkle. Imagine your legs, feet, arms, and hands. Share your loving light energy with the universe. You notice more stars all around you, and you smile at them. Your love beams to the other stars. They twinkle brightly as they receive your loving energy. The stars smile and send you their loving energy, supporting you in return. Warmth, love, and contentment flow through your body and into your heart. You feel safe and strong as you take a deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the warmth, love, and strength from the surrounding stars. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly, in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the universe. Thankful for the peace and strength the universe provides. The universe will share your love with others who need it. Now, let your imaginary star twinkle away from you. The loving energy from the universe continues to flow through your body, and you are cherished. keep your eyes closed as you take a deep dragon breath in and out. Whenever you need love and support, picture your star and enjoy the love of the universe. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Science Museum. It was a rainy morning on Awe Island, but Andy, Allie, and Owen didn't mind being in the rain one bit. After all, they were getting ready for a trip to the Awe Island Science Museum. The children loved the museum, and each had visited it many times with their families, or with their classmates and teachers as a school outing. But this time was different. The three of them were going together as friends and without any grown-ups. This was going to be fun and exciting. Each of them had their own favorite area in the museum. Andy loved seeing the Brachiosaurus and the Tyrannosaurus Rex in the dinosaur exhibit, and never got tired of looking at the fossils and bones in the collection. Allie usually wanted to see the airplanes and spaceships. No matter how many times she saw them, she always noticed something new she hadn't noticed before. Owen's favorite exhibit was all about the human body. This exhibit included interactive displays that Owen never got bored of exploring. From all their previous trips to the museum, they knew they would have a better time if they prepared for their visit. So each child wore their most comfortable shoes. The museum was very big, and they would have to walk a lot to see everything they wanted to see. They each also packed a backpack with water and snacks. When the kids arrived at the museum, they entered through the giant main doors into the entrance foyer. As always, the first thing they did was to look around and admire the beautiful, enormous hall. The room had marble floors and was surrounded by pillars. There were beautiful paintings of animals and plants all over the walls and ceiling. As many times as they had been in this room, they still found it beautiful and exciting. "I love this place," exclaimed Owen excitedly. Me too," said Allie and Andy together. Then they all started talking at once. While Allie said, "Come on, the Air and Space Show is to the right. Let's go." Andy was saying, "Dinosaurs are over here. I can't wait to see the giant T-Rex. Come on, come on, come on." Owen himself had started to run over to the left to get to the human body exhibit when he stopped and turned around, realizing that his friends weren't with him. He saw Allie and Andy heading in separate directions. Owen said loudly and quickly, "Stop!" Allie and Andy stopped, feeling surprised. They turned back around and walked towards Owen. "Are you okay, Owen? What is it?" Allie asked. "We're about to go in three different directions. Don't we need to stay together?" Owen replied. Then Andy said, "Oh, well, aren't we going to see the dinosaurs?" I thought we were going to see the spaceships, said Allie. No, no, the human body exhibit, actually, said Owen. They all stood staring at each other for a moment, realizing they each had a different plan in mind for the day. The museum was big, and they wouldn't have time to see everything. Owen's parent would be picking them up sharp at 1 o'clock. Andy really wanted to see the dinosaurs, so he said, Have you ever seen the dinosaur exhibit? They have a giant triceratops with huge horns. You'll love it. Yeah, I've seen that, said Allie. It's nice, but the air and space exhibit has a spaceship you can actually get in, and you can push all the buttons. Owen said, Well, the human body exhibit is super interactive. There are skeletons you can play with and models of all the human organs. And usually, there are teachers giving demonstrations. They all looked at each other. They all had very different ideas about what to see. What were they going to do? Trying to think of a solution, Allie looked around the grand foyer. For the first time, she noticed a big poster hanging from one of the pillars next to the entrance to a gallery containing a new exhibit. The poster was advertising the new exhibit, and it gave her an idea. Wait a minute, Allie said. Look, what's over there? They all walked a little closer to get a better look at the poster and the entrance to the exhibit. On the poster were pictures of birds. But they were strange-looking birds. They almost looked like dinosaurs. Wow, look at what it says, said Andy excitedly. This exhibit is all about birds. Birds from dinosaur times. Oh, wait, not just that, said Allie. Look, it's also about modern birds, birds that live today, and about how birds fly. Yeah, look, said Owen, who was already peering through the doors of the gallery. They have lots of skeletons and models of birds' bodies. The three children looked at each other and broke into big smiles. This is perfect, said Andy. Yes, said Allie. Dinosaurs, flying, and skeletons. It's got everything. Let's go, said Owen. So the three friends hurried into the bird exhibit, excited to see something new that would interest each one of them. The exhibit was very interesting, and they spent several hours touring the bird exhibit, learning all about the history and working of extinct and living birds of all kinds and sizes. Finally, though, their feet started to hurt. Their snacks were gone, and their feet were tired. Now it was time for Owen's parent to pick them up. The plan was to go to Owen's house so they could eat a late lunch and rest. After lunch, they each set out a mat in Owen's room and laid down. At first, they talked excitedly about the bird exhibit and what a wonderful time they had had. But before long, each fell silent as they started to relax and get sleepy. As they settled down into their mats, they all yawned. Although they didn't say anything out loud, each child thought about what they were grateful for. Andy felt thankful they were able to find an exhibit they could all enjoy. Allie felt grateful they could go to the museum together for the first time. And Owen felt grateful that he had two really wonderful friends. The children each took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Then they closed their eyes and each took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Finally, Allie, Andy, and Owen took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Their minds quieted, and the children drifted off to sleep, dreaming of amazing birds flying in the air. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.